How do you see Charlotte Mecklenburg and some of the challenges to the African-American community here stand in comparison with other urban areas?
I think when you take a look at Charlotte and benchmark it across North Carolina, whether it's Greensboro, Raleigh, Wilmington, other urban areas in North Carolina, they all are facing the same issues. Low student test scores, low homeownership opportunities, no affordable housing. So I think Charlotte is a cosmocopy of what's happening throughout the state of North Carolina and probably throughout the Southeast. So I think we're doing something groundbreaking here locally by saying, hey, you know what? Enough is enough. We clearly understand that we are operating below our capacity and that we have the ability to do much more than we're currently doing if we are better organized.
And what do you immediately think will come as a result from this weekend?
As a community, we clearly understand that education is the top priority. We clearly understand that job creation and job opportunities and job training is the top priority as well. We clearly understand that healthcare is important to our community. What we have to do now is begin to get our best thinkers, our grassroots leadership, our neighborhood leaders, up to our senior VPs and EVPs in these major corporations to begin to come together collectively using our talent and our best thinking to come up with creative solutions. Certainly, there's a wide variety of issues we can tackle, and certainly there will probably be 5, 6, 7 issues that we deem as important. But there has to be at least one thing that collectively as a community we can adopt and embrace and begin to tackle to begin to solve.
One of the things that I thought interesting about the meeting were these small group discussion panels, mm-hmm. maybe 5, 10 people sitting down trying to figure out in a small way how to do something big.
Well, I think that's important because so many times in our community and the community as large, we talk at each other versus to each other. So we want to create an environment this weekend where people can talk to each other calmly, plainly, about the issues that are impacting our community, issues that are impacting them directly or indirectly.
So in the coming years, how do you want Charlotte Mecklenburg to change and try to grapple with some of these issues and disparities?
So we need a strong African-American culture center. We need a strong urban league. We need Johnson C. Smith University to play a more vocal and more visible role in terms of the growth and development of the African-American community specifically, but also as Charlotte grows in general. So we need to make sure that these institutions are in place so that they can help and aid us in tackling some of the disparities that exist. We are almost 25-30% of the total population, and we are not utilizing our collective resources. We're not voting the way we should. We're not utilizing our buying power. We're not buying or supporting black-on-black businesses. I want our community to be engaged in civic leadership, civic engagement, civic opportunities, because if we do that, then we have the pillars in place to really make a difference to improve the quality of life, not only for the African-American community, but for the community as a whole.
Do you see any encouraging signs?
Well, absolutely. When you take a look at in 2009, the African-American Culture Center will be opening up in downtown Charlotte. 2 weeks from now, we'll be having Martin Luther King Boulevard, the first street in Charlotte named after Martin Luther King. When you look at someone like a Gloria Pace King who's heading up the United Way, or Charles Brown, the library system, or Johnson C. Smith University, we have the ingredients already in place. We just need to make sure that somehow we come together.
How do you see people outside the African-American community helping to accomplish some of these goals?
Well, the issues that we come up with solely do not belong to the African-American community. They belong to community as a whole. For an example, if we come up with minority business development as a key variable and access to capital, well, we need to make sure that BB&T and Bank of America and Wachovia are on board because they loan money. So we need to engage the community as a whole, whether it's the banking institution or our governmental institutions or our schools, to make sure that they clearly understand what the agenda is and, more specifically, what their role is in it.
Well, thank you very much, Senator Graham.
Thank you for the opportunity.